Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you very, very much. I've said it before, when I listen to those four voices, I'm hearing 90, 95 years of radio advertising in the four companies. Oh, those are nice friends. They have made a career for Neil, and I appreciate them very, very much, and they are deserving of praise. Great companies. Having said that, we also have a longtime dear friend right now, and I do want to give you a phone number, because my one caller that I had left, and we have Dorothy in Milford, and I'll be looking for some other calls here in about 5 minutes. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go right now to Jimmy Turner, the senior director of the gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
You have had lots of time to think about Christmas, as you've had Christmas at DeGolyer, holiday at the Arboretum, all the things going on. And I know it's been a long season, and we're going to talk about one of your favorite plants. And everybody who listens to me knows how much I love hollies. So if we're going to talk about ferns, which one did you choose?
I chose holly fern.
Good choice. Good choice. How come it's called holly fern?
Well, it looks like a holly. It has green leaves. It looks kind of like a holly. It has a green kind of diamond-shaped leaf with a little bit of serration edge. And if you go to any of my shade gardens, the Dallas Arboretum right now, it's one of the few things that's actually evergreen during the winter and actually gives me some kind of color right now.
We don't have a lot of evergreen ferns, and this is one. And the leaves are, the leaflets are quite large. They're as big as quarters and even longer. And beautiful. This is a really pretty fern. You can always tell it's a fern because the new growth comes out in the fiddlehead unfurling. It's a little bit tender if you're out in the rural areas, Jimmy, I have found. I cover mine. Yeah. I have them, but I do cover them. So, but it's great in the urban, in the cities. Where are the best places when we come to the Arboretum? Where are two or three really good places to see it?
Probably the best two places would be the Palmer Ferndale. We've actually got some up on the upper part of it there. And then also the Women's Garden, the newest section of it. There's some really nice specimens in there.
Are those both down kind of in sunken areas?
They both are kind of in sunken areas, and they're on the protected side of the lake, so they don't have much burn on the foliage.
Yeah. Boy, it's so pretty. That is such a pretty plant. All right, that's holly fern. So you see it at the Dallas Arboretum, and it's available at every independent retail garden center in Texas in the growing season. Holiday at the Arboretum, the artistry of the nativity. Tell us about that, Jimmy.
Well, going through, I believe these will go out through December 31st. We have over 300 nativities in the DeGolyer home, and the house is completely decorated from top to bottom. So it's a great thing to do, come out today and walk around. And we also have, this is the last day to come out to the Arboretum, and you can have photo ops of Rudolph and Frosty, and we have a live reindeer today. I believe Dancer is the one we have today, and that's from 12 to 4. Today will be the last day we have that.
All right, that's great. Holiday teas, 11 to 2 through the 31st, and that's every day, obviously with the exception of Christmas Day. The Arboretum is open tomorrow. Are you open regular hours tomorrow, Jimmy?
Yes, sir, we are.
Oh, you poor people. You're closed 3 days a year. My goodness gracious. Public servants that you are. And then one other thing that is about to leave town, and it's already been extended by 2 or 3 months, and that is the Chihuly glassware exhibit. And tell us how we can see that before they start going away.
We have 8 days left. That starts going down December 31st, so I'd definitely come out and see it during the day. We are sold out of our nighttime tickets, but it's a great way to see 30-foot towers of blown glass in a garden before it goes back home to Seattle, Washington.
Jimmy, can folks get out today? They will have a wonderful day today. Can they come today?
Absolutely.
Now, I didn't know if it was sold out today or not. I know you've really been selling a lot of tickets. Folks, I would get out there. You need to see it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful in the daytime, and it's gorgeous at night as well. It's a different look, but nighttime is sold out. You need to see it. $20 million worth of glass work that has been in the Dallas Arboretum since back in the spring. And the weather's going to get colder toward midweek, so it's a good day to get out to the Dallas Arboretum. All right, how do they find you, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake over in East Dallas. Just take I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, come to Garland Road. We'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south, run anywhere in Dallas and just look for the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
Folks, there is a neat little gift idea that you might think about for somebody. You say, well, I don't know what to get them. I know they love gardening, but I just don't know what to get them. Get them a membership to the Dallas Arboretum, or go into the gift shop there just inside the visitor center on the to your left as you enter, to your right as you get ready to leave through the visitor center, and pick up some nice gifts there. But especially the membership into the Dallas Arboretum for an individual or a family. You can do that probably online, can't you, Jimmy, and get some kind of printed receipt that they could give to them?
Absolutely. We actually have it set up online where you can purchase it, print out a lovely gift receipt, and we'll have you the actual gift card within a week.
You mean I am not the first to come up with this idea?
No,
I didn't think so. All right, folks. Closed on Christmas Day, closed on New Year's Day, 8525. Did we give all the particulars? I don't know what we gave.
I think we got to give the phone number. That's
all right.
All we want.
All right.
214-515-6500.
All right. 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake, as Jimmy said. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We will talk to you next Sunday, Jimmy.
Take care, Mike.
Thanks. Okay. That is sponsored by another group of friends. These are the fine folks at Half Price Books. When Jim Swayze came to me and said, well, we'd like to let you be alongside me. He didn't say it that way, but he just kind of beamed. He said, I'd like to recommend you to do ads for Half Price Books. And he is my friend. He's their spokesperson, and he is so good. And I just kind of carry the water for him because he is so good. But having said that, I'm going to give it my best shot because I love these stores, and I have since they opened clear back in 1972. They are a hometown hero, a hometown company. This is a company that founded in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They have grown now to where they have 115 stores in 16 different states, 20 stores in the Metroplex, so they really have grown. That giant store down it's not on Mockingbird now, it's on Northwest Highway, just a couple blocks east of Central. That is an amazing store. You can go into any of the 20 half-price books in our area and get gift cards, $25 gift cards, and then they give you a $5 thank you gift card that you can use anytime after the 1st of January. So you give a gift card for Christmas, and you get a gift back from Half Price Books. It really is the best of all worlds. Half or more of the merchandise in Half Price Books is new. It's all gently used at most. They have a collectible section that has incredible things that you need to see. Every store has different merchandise, so it is not a bad plan to shop at a couple of them. They're open today. They'll be open tomorrow. That's Half Price Books, hpb.com. You will love them.
Hi, this is Michelle Shook, Sales Director for Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening and Gardens Magazine. Interested in advertising? Give me a call at 972-562-5050, 972-562-5050. And now, let's get back to Neil.
Thank you, Michelle, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines. I'm writing a note down for myself. There we go to Dorothy in Milford. Dorothy, Merry Christmas. How are
Merry
you?
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
good
I
to
hope
hear from
the
you.
The new year is better than any you've had so far.
Well, it's going to have a long ways to go to beat this year. It's been a good year. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
And I would love to be a little mouse sitting in the corner watching the little folks open their presents.
You would have to watch out where you sat because it's going to be nuts. We have 7 grandchildren, and they'll all be at our home mid-afternoon on Tuesday, and it gets pretty nutsy. But, yeah, thank you. So what can I do for you?
I need to know whether the Christmas cactus, well, I don't need to, I want to,
mm-hmm.
to know whether the Christmas cactus is really a cactus or what, or
It is a cactus. It is an epiphytic cactus, which means that it grows like orchids and bromeliads do. It grows suspended in trees. It's native to Central America. It's native to the area around Rio de Janeiro. It is a cactus, and the entire cactus family, the true cactus family, not including all these plants that people think are cactus, like yuccas and agaves and those are not in the cactus family. The true cactus family is all native originally in the Western Hemisphere. The Euphorbia family, which includes a lot of plants that look like cacti, they're all native to the Eastern Hemisphere. But the Christmas cactus grows way up in trees in a rainforest. And
wouldn't
so
you
say,
have a tree full of Christmas cactus?
Wouldn't that be beautiful? And oh. and so that is why it is, you know, you think about cacti as not needing a lot of water and easily killed if they get too much water. Well, up in a tree hanging where it's just out in the air, it's impossible to overwater a Christmas cactus. So that's why when we pot them up, and the reason I brought all that up is when we pot them up, we need to have them in extremely porous potting soil. We don't want to use any topsoil because that's into the plant. That just spells their doom. So.
Okay, if I were going to buy some, what would I ask for?
Potting soil?
Uh-huh.
I would buy a very lightweight potting soil. You pick the bag up and it's very lightweight, and then I would add to it maybe a little bit of pine bark mulch and you know, maybe a 10% by volume, and I'd add some perlite. Perlite will float out of a hanging basket, so that may or may not be a good addition for you. Expanded shale is a good addition. It does add some weight to the mix, but it also doesn't float, so it would keep it well aerated. So that's exactly what I would do. They're beautiful. They grow in the canopy of the trees, so therefore you don't want to put them out in full sun. They need bright light, but not direct sunlight.
Bright light.
So I've told you what I know, and maybe a little bit more.
Okay, when I ordered one for myself, I couldn't find a white one, and so I ordered one from 800 Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And taking it out of the pot, I broke one little limb off. Can I put that back in the soil and root it?
Absolutely. It's the way they're started.
Okay, in soil, not in water.
Oh, not in water.
Not in water.
No, absolutely not in water.
Because I love them, and I spent them.
Aren't they pretty?
Yeah.
And remember that you have to keep them out of the lamp light, out of room light at night, like poinsettias, to get them to bloom. They're not as sensitive as poinsettias, but they do measure the length of the dark period. And if you have them
in a
room that has a lot of light on it at night, they're never going to bloom for you.
They're in my front window that goes from ceiling to floor and side to side about 8 feet.
Right. Well, they'll do well there, and just don't let any ambient light.
At night, they're in the dark.
There you go. Dorothy, I got to run. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I appreciate your call and your friendship for all these years.
Oh, I have been listening to you since you were in the women's building in the fair.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time ago.
Yes, that's when I first met you.
Well, thank you.
And half-price books since they had one store.
Oh, my. Same
and
as me.
If I want to give my kids something special, I can give them some money and say, go to the half-price book.
Yeah, that's great. You're wonderful. Well, have a great Christmas.
Have a great Christmas.
We will.
The whole family and that lady that cooks for you.
I will do that.
Give her a special hug.
I will do it. Thank you, Dorothy. See you soon. Okay, bye-bye. All right, need to tell you right now about Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine in tandem with my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the calendar that has 10,000 words. Write 10,000 words down in instructive form, in bullet form sometime, and see how long that takes you to construct that. This has been an evolutionary process from the first calendar 30 years ago. This has probably almost three times as much information as that calendar had. So it's just hard to get it all fit in. We've done it beautifully. The graphic design artist did a wonderful job. And to Cindy Smith, thank you. To Williamson Printing, thank you for a nice job. And to Colin Flood, it's a lovely calendar. You can get your copy at a one-third savings if you order it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine from my office today. We have folks in the office right now to take your order. They do not have access to the regular computer system to check on previous orders, by the way. But if you want to order the calendar, make sure you get it. Please call before 11 today. The calendar has all that information on when to do things. It's the prettiest calendar we've ever published, my 30th annual. You get it and the full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written by the finest garden writers in Texas, specifically for Texas. All of that for just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call before 11. Call before we run out of calendars. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Fall is a season of unpredictable weather. It could be wet, it could be cold, and that holds your foundation hostage. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. If you're concerned about your foundation, call the pros. The home inspection is free. The estimate is free. Should you need the repairs, they're guaranteed for a lifetime. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Let me tell you right now about Silver Tie Cuisine. This is kind of a labor of love because this is one of our favorite restaurants. Silver Tie Cuisine used to be called Samui, and a gentleman who has worked there for the last 13 years bought that half of the Samui team of two restaurants and left everything intact, including the staff, including him, including the wonderful menu. Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen, Texas, in Allen. I'll bet there'll be some celebratory parties in there in the next couple of days for the Allen Eagles football team. Silver Tie Cuisine at 906 West McDermott. Ken is the owner and the manager. He started out as a part-time bus boy and then became full-time bus boy and then started working in the kitchen, then started as continued on as a waiter. He was our waiter for 4 or 5 years. Incredible personal service of remembering what we like. It's a wonderful experience. This is a neighborhood restaurant that's open to anybody from any neighborhood. We come a long ways to get to Silver Tie in Allen. It is Thai food that is prepared fresh to your order, to your specifications. Every order is freshly prepared, and you will just find it to be absolutely fabulous. And it's my pleasure to tell you about them. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week at 908 West McDermott, 2 blocks west of US 75 Central Expressway. They're right behind Starbucks. You see Starbucks when you're on McDermott. You are there. You just need to pull in, and they're right to the north of Starbucks, right beside Jason's Deli. I give Jason's a shout out too. Silver Tie Cuisine, 972-747-7452. Oh, you bet they do takeout. 972-747-7452, SilverTieAllen.com, T-H-A-I, SilverTieAllen.com, Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano, 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
Weaver Plant Nursery is at 711 South Main in Cleburne. They are closed on Sundays traditionally. I assume that they are closed today. They will be open tomorrow until 3 o'clock. I'd get in early, 9 to 3. I'd get in the morning and get gift cards or get merchandise for friends on your shopping list. Dan Weaver is a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. His advice is timely. It is reliable. I see his posts as recommendations. He has a blank check, as far as I'm concerned, on my Facebook page. In fact, there are times that I will send him a behind-the-scenes email or call him and just say, would you help me on that question? It's about a product that I'm not familiar with. And he is just on top of the game. I have really great respect for Dan Weaver at Weaver Plant Nursery. Dan and Kathy opened their business, it's been about 7 years ago, and they have everything, including, for example, the locally recommended fruit trees. They will be coming in mid-January. They're going to be closed for about 10 or 12 days. They will be closed from Christmas Day through January 14. So if you want to get to Weaver Plant Nursery, I really would get there tomorrow morning. That's Weaver Plant Nursery at 711 South Main Street in Cleburne. Dan Weaver, 817-556-9909. 817-556-9909 for landscape design and install. They can help you, and they do a great job with that as well. Weaver Plant Nursery in Cleburne. Karen in Highland Village, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
I have trumpet vine along my fence. It's been in for about 18 years, and it's just overpowering everything else. My neighbors don't like it, and how can I get it out?
All right. And is this Madam Galen trumpet vine, or is it the wild one with the smaller flowers, or do you know?
It's a large orange.
All right. If it's a large orange flower, that would be Madam Galen. It is a strong-growing vine. It's not nearly as invasive as the wild one, so I don't think that'll be a big problem for you. Physically removing it is going to be the thing you'll need to do because you're going to have the dead stubble. You can kill it by putting on a broad-leafed weed killer on it in the growing season. That'll kill it. That part's not a problem, but you're going to be looking at the ugly stubble forever, so it just seems to me it'd be better to dig it and remove it while it will hold together. It'd be a lot easier to get it out while it's green and alive.
Okay, so. Because the trunk is about 3 inches wide on some of them.
Right. Yeah. All the more reason if I had a magic wand that I could send to you and you go out and wave the wand over the plant and the plant dies, you're looking at a dead plant. People are going to say, "Wow, Karen, that's a dead plant. Why you have the dead plant in your yard?" And so you're eventually going to want to get rid of it anyway, and it's probably better to do so on your terms by cutting it off at the ground. Let's do it in two steps. Cut it off at the ground and then cut the sections of the stem out. You know, if it's on a fence, it's probably intertwined with a lot of stuff. So just cut it into pieces that are manageable in length and unthread it and get it out of there. Get all the stubble out. Then you're going to be left with the stump down in the ground. When you cut it off at ground level, then drill down into that stump with a drill the size of a pencil in diameter and go in about 2 inches. Take a broadleafed weed killer and very carefully pour it into those holes. Make 3 or 4 of those holes in the stump. Pour it in, let it soak into the wood. Go back and do it again a time or two at full strength. This is a broadleafed weed killer that contains 2,4-D.
Okay.
And that's what you would use to kill dandelions and poison ivy, for example. It is not Roundup. It's not a glyphosate. It's a broadleafed weed killer. And your nurseryman can help you with that. This really would be maybe even more effective if you were to do it in late February, early March, right as the thing is gearing up to grow for next
spring. Okay. And then do I spread some on the leaves as well?
You're going to take the leaves away. You're going to take all the top growth away. You're cutting it off at ground line and drilling into the stump.
Okay.
And you're physically removing the top growth. You're going to have to do that. You don't want to have all that dead stuff hanging out there.
No, I don't. Yeah. Well, thank you so very much.
You bet. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Let's go to Randy in Sunset, Texas. Randy, you know what? I'm looking at my clock now. I didn't realize I was one break ahead. I'm sorry. Randy, hang with us. Got to get to Jerry. Jerry's waiting patiently for a newscast. Ag Power, John Deere, 3501 North Central Expressway in McKinney. Their phone number is 800-593-3373. Ag Power has everything you could want. They have some incredible end-of-year deals on farm equipment and that. I've heard ads elsewhere for that for them, so talk to them about that because that's what they are. They're a big John Deere dealership, I think one of the largest in if not the largest in the state of Texas. They have been John Deere dealers since 1972 in McKinney. They're on North Central between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads. On the west side of Central Expressway, easy to get to. Ag Power sells John Deere, Steel, and Honda brands of consumer equipment. Things, power tools to use around your home, in your landscape. They have contractor-grade equipment that would be used by landscape contractors. It's made even more durably for long-lasting, everyday, all-day use. They have everything you want. This is an incredible store. And I might add, they also have the John Deere toys. It's been a favorite place for me to shop over the years, and I am pretty sure they'll be open tomorrow, at least part of the day. So I'd get there and shop to your heart's content. I do not think that they're open on Sunday, but you can always call 800-593-3373. Ag Power, John Deere in McKinney, 3501 North Central Expressway. Again, that is between Wilmoth and Bloomdale Roads on the west side, the southbound access road of US 75. 17,000 square foot showroom, ag-power.com. Ag Power McKinney, they are fabulous.
If you listen, you'll hear it. It's what everybody's talking about, and it's here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
I'm going to send you to my website to sign up for our home landscape school, but I do want to tell you that we're proud that Callaway's Nursery is a sponsor of our 2013 home landscape school, Callaway's Nursery, because life should be beautiful, and we thank them for being a sponsor. If you go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, you'll see all the details of our 2013 home landscape school all day Saturday, January 26th in Plano, and then we give you one-on-one consultations 2 weeks later at North Haven Gardens in North Dallas, February 9 or 10. Those are 30-minute consultations. The all-day event is Saturday, January 26th. We will teach you the principles of good landscape design and how to draw a landscape plan to scale. All the information is at neilsperry.com. You can also call to register by using the same phone number that you use for the calendar offer. And this is my calendar and full year of our magazine and all of that information, a huge amount of information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants in your landscape and garden. And you get all of that for $38.95. Now, that's not the price of the landscape school. That's a separate price. The calendar, the magazine subscription, and all that information for $38.95. Call before 11 for that or to register for the landscape school. And the number is 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom with Jerry Overton. Jerry, Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, Neil. We've got 61 degrees now at 10:33. Another reason why people wait to shop for Christmas? We'll tell you about it right after we check our first traffic and weather. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, partly sunny, warmer and breezy today, up to 70 for the high. Clear and 38 tonight, partly sunny and 53 tomorrow. Christmas Day, we're going to start out with rain. Could change to sleet and snow by afternoon. Temperature will get up to about 44 degrees, then we'll start to fall through the afternoon. 61 degrees now at DFW Airport. And now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
On the Dallas side right now, Fair Park area, I-30 eastbound at 2nd Avenue. Watch for some debris reported in the left center lane. Supposed to be a rake in the highway there, so definitely be careful. So far, no major problems reported in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Well, if you're heading to the mall today, you're going to have lots of company with last-minute shoppers filling the stores. We caught up with Rita Johnson at one mall. She's putting the blame for her tardiness on everybody else.
Yes, I'm a late shopper because nobody ever tells me what they want.
And some shoppers at a Fort Worth mall got out of hand for a time yesterday. Police say a crowd of more than 350 people at the Hewlin Mall waiting to buy Air Jordan sneakers. They pushed through a barricade, knocked down an off-duty police officer. According to reports, the officer was nearly trampled and used mace to protect himself. A Metroplex suburb transforming a home used by Lee Harvey Oswald into a museum. Oswald said to have stored the rifle he allegedly used to kill President John Kennedy in that house. City of Irving wants to complete the restoration in time for the assassination's 50th anniversary. Again, looking for a high today of 70, it is 61 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Think about your favorite radio show. Is it the same by any other name or with any other host? Neither is Christmas. This year, don't forget the star of the show. Merry Christmas. From News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's the best Christmas gift, a copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. All of it just $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Niels Ferry's website, nielsferry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Niels Ferry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Niels eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to nielsferry.com. NIELSPERRY.com.
Please do join us on Facebook at Niels Ferry. Also, you can sign up directly from my website. We have about 14,250 friends there, and it's just amazing. I was talking to our webmaster a couple of days ago, and he said it's really a very active and very good Facebook page. We've got a lot of nice people who are posting there, so feel free to look and join us. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean, the next best thing to new, after all, is Dalworth Clean. You can rely on Dalworth to clean, to restore, repair, or even to replace carpets, hardwood floors. They do a sandless resurfacing of hardwood floors, messless. It's just wonderful. Tile and grout, natural stone, fine rugs. They do it all at Dalworth. I've told you about Dalworth for 32 years. I've told you how much I admire them, and I have told you as recently as this morning, we're going to have them back out at our house in the next week or two. My wife has been diligently working on finishing up a remodeling project that we did earlier this year, and she's trying to restore her office. She's been so busy, and get everything ready so that we can have Dalworth out. Got to clean up before we can have the carpet cleaning folks come in, and they're going to perform miracles yet again. I have been so proud to tell you about Dalworth for all those times. $29 per area on five areas or more of carpet, deep down Dalworth cleaned. You can book online today at dalworth.com to find out more information and book online for additional savings, or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. 267-8433, dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is and always has been Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Niels Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred. Let's go back to our phone lines. We go to Randy in Sunset. Randy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have about 3 acres, and a few years ago I had sandbars, not the type that Joe was talking about earlier, it's just the grass sandbars.
Mm-hmm.
But after mowing it all the time, you're dragging your stickers around with your lawnmower and all this, and now I'm pretty much covered up with them. Suggestions?
Yes, sir. It's very easy to prevent them. It is impossible to cure them. You need to prevent them with a pre-emergent weed killer. It's going to be a granular application. There are several brands on the market. The two common ones that are really effective are Dimension and also Halts. And those are sold in late winter, early spring. You would apply them the first 10 or 15 days of March. It kind of depends on what the weather is doing at that time. It's better to be a week early than an hour late, because once the weed starts to sprout and grow, the pre-emergent weed killers will have no impact on it. So I'd probably go for the first week of March and either Dimension or Halts. And then you have to make a second application 90 days later. So early March, early June with Dimension or Halts, and that will stop them from germinating. And we don't have a post-emergent weed killer anymore. With MSMA going off the market, we don't have a way to get rid of existing plants. So that's my answer. All right, I guess he's gone. I kept waiting for a reply, and I guess he's gone. Probably lost the cell signal. We go to Greg in Richardson. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite times of day.
Thank you.
I have to laugh what Dorothy said back earlier, meeting you over in the old woman's building. That was my first experience. That's what made me become an addiction to your guru ways, because you were so wonderful to get me started as a new resident. With that said, my favorite plant of the week, seemingly, is the plumbago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good plant for around here? And if so, how should I plant it, and light and soil and all the basics?
Greg, the Cape plumbago, which is the light blue one that gets waist high or so, as opposed to a much less common little trailing ground cover plumbago, which is Ceratostigma. It's an unrelated plant that just gets called, I think blue plumbago or something or other, but it's a pretty little ground cover. The one you're talking about is the Cape plumbago. And exactly. It is not winter hardy. I lost it outdoors in College Station when I was a kid. There probably are some people who can get it to overwinter in the urban heat pocket right downtown Dallas or downtown Fort Worth. I'm not even sure it would survive there in most winters. So it's more a tropical annual than anything else. And in that context, it's wonderful. It'll do beautifully. It needs half a day of sun or more. But at least half a day of sun and well-drained soil and beyond that, just a good bit of moisture and keep it pretty well fertilized. There is nothing special that it requires other than above freezing weather. And what was I going to say? Something else relative to it. It will bloom on its new growth, so you need to keep it growing assertively.
So, okay, option A would be, not to really plant it here, but if I did, and if I took it to the ground level, say, before the frost and mulched over it, will it come back?
Well, you want to let it die naturally. You don't want to prune something that still has not frozen. So I don't think I would cut it to the ground until the weather does it, because it will stand some freezing weather. They're grown outdoors in College Station in some areas, and certainly outdoors in San Antonio, Houston. And okay. So it'll stand some freezing weather, just not really hard, cold freezes like we have here. We're going to be cold enough this week that I don't think it would survive those temperatures, for example. And then mulch over it if you want to, but I don't know that you're going to have a lot of success getting it to come through. Now, the little trailing thing that doesn't look anything like this plant that you're describing is very winter hardy, clear up into the Midwest. I don't know why I keep bringing it up, because you would not even assume it to be related. I don't know that it is. It just is related only by its common name. Cape plumbago, very pretty summer annual. I would consider it to be roughly equivalent, maybe a little bit more winter hardy than bougainvillea and tropical hibiscus, but okay. Not a lot more so. Mexican heather is a little bit more winter hardy yet than the plumbago, and firebush is a little more so yet. Gold Star Esperanza is in there with firebush. So it's kind of a gradation, but anyway.
When you in winter hardy, do you put a temperature to it, like 10 degrees?
There's not a one of the plants I just mentioned that would stand 10 or 15 degrees. They all will be gone at those temperatures. I would think that Cape plumbago would have some problems below 25 or 26, and here we're going into the teens, I think they're saying this week, or could. It's hard to do that, because it depends on how long it stays below freezing, and it also depends on prior conditioning. What were the temperatures last week and last month? If it's the first freeze and it's 28 degrees in October, you're going to lose a lot more stuff than you will at 20 degrees in January, just because the plants are not toughened up yet.
Okay, well, so my option B was, I have enough of these things that I bought, and my son just bought a new house down in Houston, so I should...
Merry Christmas.
Houston.
Merry Christmas. That's right. Look what I've bought you. A landscape of plumbagos.
Right. He doesn't know what's coming, but it's coming.
Well, they'll be beautiful. You can go visit your plumbagos down there a few times a year.
Give me a good reason. Better than grandkids yet. Which
I don't know. There's nothing better than grandkids.
Ours are coming over in a little bit, so that's I'm excited.
Great. That's great. Have fun. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas. Take care. All right, Jerry in the Lake Texoma area, I will help you in just a moment. Stay with me, and we'll get my last break in for this day, and then we'll come right to you. You know what? I think I want to go ahead, Lee, I want to go ahead and take Jerry's call now, and there's a reason. Jerry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I appreciate your call. You're talking to me.
Yes, sir.
I have an unusual type problem. I'm considered an amateur volunteer environmentalist, and as such I have done some landscaping work around the middle of Pottsboro. Mm-hmm. And especially where two highways intersect is what I'm concerned about. This intersection is not a simple four-way stop. It's one that where the one highway curves off. And
seems like there's a garden, a public garden that was built in that area. Is that
right?
Yeah,
I built a circle, a 60-foot in diameter circle in there that I've landscaped.
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 years, but I saw that. Good job. Yeah. Good job.
I appreciate it. I'm surprised you remember it. But anyway, the problem is now the Texas Department of Transportation is redoing that road in that intersection, and they have there was asphalt around that circular landscape, and there's it's a triangular area, and that circle that I put in is 60 feet in diameter, and there's a total of about 10,000 square feet in that inner area.
Let me ask a favor of you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I need dimensions or the geometry of it all. The question looks like, if I'm looking at my monitor properly, it looks like the question has to do with how can you deal with the asphalt and grow grass, is that right?
In the process, there was asphalt around that circular
right.
area, and now they've put in about 5 inches of so-called topsoil. I wouldn't call it topsoil. It's just dirt with a few rocks in it. And it's about 4 or 5 inches thick. And the only thing I can plant in there because of visibility problems is grass. And
all right, I can help you with that. Now, the question I have for you is the asphalt layer that's down 5 inches down a solid asphalt layer, or was it broken up?
No, it's solid.
All right. And how impossible would it be to get somebody, them or somebody, to come in there with a blade, take the soil off temporarily, and blade up the asphalt and get it out of the way? That would be so much easier in the long term.
That's a good question, Neil. I've asked the Texas Department of Transportation to do just that very thing.
Yeah, if you can do that, or if you could get volunteer somebody. Jerry, I've really got to hustle because I took your call when I should have gone to an ad break.
Well,
so
can you tell me real quick, if that stays the way it is, what do I have to do to keep grass alive?
The problem will be when you get a lot of rain and the rain sits on top of that asphalt, and when you fertilize that grass once in a while and the salty accumulation of mineral salts, whether you use organic or inorganic, you'll still have the accumulated mineral salts. They will lay on top of that and will eventually build up to be a problem. You won't have any problem right away. You can water properly, but it's like growing in a teacup. You can water properly for a while, but eventually the fact that you have a confined environment will get you. It'd be so much easier in the long term to get a volunteer with a blade, get TxDOT's permission to do it, and instruction of how to do it and what to do, get the asphalt out of the way, then put the topsoil right back in place. If there's a little asphalt mixed into it, that's no big deal. But a solid road layer is a very big deal. I had a lawn at my church in Farmers Branch years ago that was exactly that, and I know the nightmare that it caused, and so that's why I'm recommending what I am.
Okay,
I've got to run, but that should get you started, and thank you for doing what you're doing. It's lovely, and it is noted. It is
all
noted.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Neil.
Take care. All right, I want to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and from my calendar. The calendar actually did not make the offer. I'm making the offer. You can save 1/3 on the calendar by buying it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. If you want to tell somebody, I have ordered this for you and it will ship right after Christmas, you could do that today by ordering before 11 today. Our office is closing at 11 today and it will open again Wednesday morning. I'm giving the staff tomorrow off because they have worked so hard over the last month, and I'm very grateful for them. So if you want to order the calendar, you need to do so before 11 today. You can also do so at neilsperry.com. The calendar tells you in more than 10,000 words when you need to plant and prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's neatly arranged at the bottom of the grid page. The calendar, if you hang it on the wall, it's a lovely wall calendar, just like the ones you find in the bookstores, but it's not in the bookstores. You order it by calling my office before 11 today. The total price of the calendar, the magazine subscription, and all of that information that comes with the calendar is $38.95, $3 postage on the calendar. And your satisfaction with the offer is guaranteed to every penny, or I'll refund all that you spend. I want you happy. You need to call before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. Now for the holidays, WhizQ Stone has Christmas lights, and they're having a season-ending closeout sale. All of the light strands, wreaths, garlands, bulbs, and much more are 50% off the retail price. These lights are spectacular, just like the holiday displays in downtown Fort Worth and the Chesapeake Plaza. You can fully customize your holiday decor this season with professional-grade, top-quality Christmas lights. They have LED and traditional light strands from 25 to 30. 1,000-foot rolls, retrofit bulbs in C9 and C7 LED in 10 colors and many styles, stakes and clips for easy installation. They also have contractor-grade greenery, such as pre-lit wreaths and garlands. You'll see a noticeable difference in the quality when compared with other outdoor Christmas lighting. WhizQ Stone is a supplier of Christmas lights, but they do not install. However, they can provide a list of installers. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, and now Christmas lights.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and/or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
That is an incredible team of teachers and administrators at Serenity High in McKinney. We had a reception of our Serenity High Advisory Board with the staff a couple of days ago, Thursday afternoon. And this team has been together, working together for 6 years, maybe, something like that, on up. That's the most recent. And they are so supportive of one another. They teach 30 or more subject areas among the four teachers, and what an assignment that is. It's like homeschooling to a I don't know how anybody does that. I don't know how these fine people do such a great job. It's a self-paced school. The kids love these teachers. They love the administrators, and they want to be at Serenity High. Serenity High is a recovery high school for kids who've been successful at drug and alcohol rehab. This happens in every family somewhere along the line, and I thought I was immune, and I wasn't. And so it's a wonderful school. Would have been great in our family, but it wasn't there at our time of need. So we are pledged to do all we can to help Serenity High. In that light, this afternoon at 1:30, I'm going to be at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. That's at 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121, 1 mile south of Main Street. This will be my final pen sale for 2012, and it has been a wonderful fall. I have sold a lot of pens. I have about sanded my fingers off. My hands hurt from making the pens, but every time I hurt, I think about a mom or a dad who's hurting, hoping that their child can finish high school in a sober way, and Serenity High is helping that. It is so worth the effort. The kids are wonderful kids. Now, here are some of the woods that I'll be bringing today. I'll bring wood from the Century Oak at Texas A&M. I will bring the Battle Oaks from UT, TCU Live Oak, SMU Ash, Old Main Oak from Baylor, Ohio State University Library Oak, Treaty Oak from Austin, Grounds of the Alamo, Live Oak, National Champion Mesquite, Goose Island Live Oak, the oldest tree in Texas. I'll be bringing molding from the Texas State Capitol, walnut from Gettysburg, burr oak from the grounds of the Cowboy Stadium before it was built when they were bulldozing the trees down, olive from Bethlehem, and mahogany given to me by Byron Nelson, ancient Cory, 50,000-year-old wood from New Zealand. Have all that and a lot more, and I'll have the acrylic pens that I have made this year also. All proceeds, 100%, go to Serenity High in McKinney. I need to tell you about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. And by the way, I'll be at Shades of Green again. That's at 1:30 today. I'll stay there for 75 to 90 minutes. I know it's head-to-head with the Cowboys. As long as there are customers there, I'll stay. But I won't be there all afternoon. I don't want you to come late in the day and assume that I'm still there, because I won't be. But I look forward to seeing you at 1:30 today at 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco. The Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano is also home to the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Scoliosis is a painful disorder, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing, and then they determine which treatment options are right for you. To call the Baylor Scoliosis Center, reach them at toll-free 888-781-5558, 888-781-5558, or go to thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Well, that's it for this program. Lee Riza has run the boards for me. Michelle Shook has answered the phones. Jerry Overton on the newscast. From all of our team, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I hope it's a blessed week for you. And my thanks to you for all that you do to make this program so much fun to do. Again this afternoon at 1:30, I'll see you at Shades of Green Nursery, 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco. Merry Christmas. Happy gardening.